Hello, and welcome to this episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we're celebrating National Study Abroad Day. Now, let's go global. This February marks the second annual National Study Abroad Day. The goal of this event is to celebrate the lasting impact study abroad has on alumni. On the Global Here and Now podcast, we have talked to several current undergraduate students about their international experiences. But today, we want to talk to Poole College of Management faculty and staff about their own study abroad experiences, including some of their fondest memories and the impact studying abroad still has on their life and career today. I'm excited to welcome Jessica Yinka Thomas, Assistant Professor of Practice in the Poole College of Management and also Director of the Business Sustainability Collaborative. Ms. Thomas has over 15 years of experience working in sustainable enterprise, social innovation, and business development. She is also the co-founder of Be Academics, a community working to advance the state of academic study into business as a force for good. She received her undergraduate degree in engineering from Stanford University, where she studied abroad for a semester in Paris, France. While completing her MBA from Duke University, she traveled to South Africa, Zambia, and Botswana through the Global Academic Travel Experience Program. Beyond these experiences, Professor Thomas has lived and worked around the world and brings a global perspective to her portfolio of projects and initiatives. Professor Thomas, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. I am delighted. Thank you so much for the invitation to share my experience.
Absolutely. So we're going to jump right in to talk about your experiences studying abroad. Can you share with us how you decided to study abroad during undergrad? And then what drew you to France?
Of course. So I would have to start out with how I grew up. So I'm half American and half Nigerian, and I grew up living between the US and Nigeria and also Senegal in West Africa, which is a Francophone country. So when I was studying engineering at Stanford, my major was an interdisciplinary major called product design. So it combined mechanical engineering, art, and design. And I really wanted to explore that art design side of my major and do something, you know, unusual, out of the ordinary for my engineering major. And so I was really excited about the opportunity offered through Stanford to do a quarter. We were on the quarter system, so a quarter abroad in Paris. I picked Paris because of I went to a French lycée, a French school for 7 years growing up, and really wanted to build off of that language experience and to continue to try to maintain my fluency in French, and also just to explore a completely new city, a new country, and really just have a new experience. To add to my you know, very interdisciplinary major.
Yeah, and I love how the program sounds like it combines some personal interests with the language and the culture, but with your academic interests and needs as well. From my perspective, that's kind of a perfect fit for a study abroad experience.
Absolutely. It was the perfect combination. And if I can tell a side story, I might have tried to make it a little bit too perfect, because before I went on the study abroad, I mentioned I was taking an engineering major. The sequence of classes was very strict, so I had kind of this really clearly laid out sequence. And so I didn't want to miss one of the engineering classes in the sequence. And that class was actually taught by David Kelly, who is one of the co-founders of IDEO. So one of the thought leaders in the design thinking and product design space. So I remember setting up a meeting with David Kelly. I rode my bicycle down to Palo Alto to the IDEO offices, and I pitched David Kelly on taking his class remotely from Paris. And He agreed. He was skeptical. He didn't think I could make it work, but I made a convincing enough argument. I convinced him to let me take his class from Paris. And lo and behold, a few weeks after getting there, I dropped the class. I realized I had bitten off too much. I wanted to maintain that engineering focus and stay on track, but I realized there was so much to explore. And I just wanted to make the most of that experience. And so trying to find hardware stores in Paris and a machine shop where I could work on prototypes was just not gonna work. So.
That's awesome. And I think that's a good lesson to share with those who are listening. That's great. So thinking about your time in Paris, not looking for hardware stores, can you share one or two highlights from your time abroad?
Yes. So I was really thinking about this, and it's so interesting because what I really remember and what really stood out to me from my time, I mean, I think beyond what you might imagine, just like, you know, exploring the city by foot and enjoying, you know, the food and the art and the culture and, you know, meeting people from all over the world. One of the memories I will, you know, that will stay with me forever was actually cooking in our dorm. Mm. So, you know, we stayed in a dorm and there were students from all over the world from different exchange programs in this dorm. And I remember I used to, and I still do, had this dish. I mean, interesting enough, it's a Vietnamese dish, honey chicken, that I used to love to make when I was in college. And so I just remember the experience of going with, you know, just some of my friends from different programs, different places around the world, to the Asian market in Paris to buy all the ingredients for this dish, which were somewhat unusual. You couldn't find them in kind of a regular supermarché. And then coming back to the dorm room and cooking up this meal, right, this Vietnamese meal in Paris. And then we just had all these people come to the kitchen because they smelled this dish cooking, and people would come and say, "What are you cooking? What are you making? That smells so amazing." And so we just had this, I just remember having this beautiful meal in this dorm with all of these, you know, fellow students from around the world after we'd had this adventure at the market. And it just reminds me how much food, right, and cooking connects us and brings people together, and just the joy. And so, yeah, for me, that's one of the memories that just stays with me of that exchange experience.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the fact that you point out that you not only make connections with locals, so people for you in Paris are from the French heritage, but also people from around the world, maybe other American students who are there, maybe students from around the world that you're experiencing this together. I think that's an important part for students to know, that when you study abroad, yes, you're exploring one culture or one area of the world, but you're probably meeting people from all different backgrounds and cultures, which is very cool.
Absolutely.
So let's transition a little bit to your graduate school experience, which was in Southern Africa as part of your MBA program. How was studying abroad in graduate school different from your time in France, and what was that experience like?
Yes, so when I was getting my MBA at the Fuqua School of Business at Duke, I took advantage of an opportunity to take a class called the Global Academic Travel Experience. And unlike the study abroad in Paris, so I spent an entire quarter in Paris and got a chance to, you know, take classes there and get very immersed in the culture. This was a course where essentially we were studying Southern Africa from Durham over the course of the semester. And so we were studying the economic, the political climate, you know, business climate. And then we had a 2-week in-country experience at the end of the semester. And so it was so much more condensed. It was very, I was getting an MBA, so it was very business focused and very structured. So it was a lot of, you know, really interesting and engaging experiences, you know, meeting with social entrepreneurs who were running their business out of, you know, a shipping container to, you know, going into, you know, meet with executives from multinational companies that were based in South Africa. There was a component where we actually got an opportunity. So it was primarily in South Africa, but we had an opportunity to travel to Botswana and go on a safari. So I was a little bit less kind of structured and you know, with a business focus, and then also had an opportunity to travel to Zambia and meet with and explore, you know, the business context in Zambia as well. But it was, you know, just a completely different, you know, different part of the world. You know, as an African, as a Nigerian, you know, for me, I felt a very strong connection, you know, traveling and meeting people and learning more about, you know, the cultural and business, and political context in Southern Africa. But it was just a lot shorter and a lot more structured. And I think there are benefits to both models of study abroad experiences. And I'm really glad, even though I didn't have a chance to spend an entire semester there, I'm really thankful that I had that opportunity.
Yeah, I love that you highlight the benefits of both formats. I think a lot of students look at all the different types of programs that are available in terms of length, geography, area of study that you're doing. And I think you've highlighted that all experiences are beneficial in their own way and, you know, have positive memories. They're just different, that the type of experience you have will be different. So thank you for sharing that and pointing that out. So thinking about your work now as both a faculty member and the director of the Business Sustainability Collaborative, how do your global experiences impact that current work?
Yeah, absolutely. Such a great question. So much of my work right now is focused on preparing future leaders to use business as a force for good, to use business as an engine to drive social, environmental, and economic value. And I think both from my experiences growing up in the US and in West Africa, from my experiences like, you know, studying abroad in Paris and in Southern Africa, you know, for me, that really always reminds me of the power of bringing together people from different backgrounds, different cultures, you know, the power of learning from each other to solve the challenges that we face, and that, you know, there's just different expertise, you know, different values, different approaches. And we need all of those perspectives, right? And we need all of those different experiences when it comes to, you know, this challenge that we face as a global community is how can we use business as an engine, right, to address both the local and global challenges that we face. And so I think all of those experiences, you know, together, you know, inspired me, remind me, especially just having this conversation with you, of how urgent those issues are, right? And how important the work that we're doing is. And so I feel very fortunate to, you know, be able to bring those experiences and bring those networks, you know, to inform, you know, the work that I'm doing in the classroom, the work that I'm doing through the Business Sustainability Collaborative.
Yeah. And I think you've touched a little bit about kind of why this is important, but for the students listening, so for those future business leaders, what advice do you have for them in terms of as they think about engaging globally and preparing to use Engine as a force for good in the future?
I would say, you know, pursue as many global experiences as you can, as your schedule, you know, it's certainly a financial commitment, you know, as you can, and do so with an open heart, right? With an eye towards learning, towards connecting, and let yourself, you know, be inspired, right? Let yourself be educated. And whether it's a week-long experience or a semester-long experience or longer, you know, make the most of it. Yeah, I think the world will be better off for it. You will be better off for it. And yeah, I think we really need to build more bridges, more connections, because I think in order to solve these challenges that we face, we're going to need to innovate, right, in ways that we never have before. And I think in many instances, innovation comes from bringing together ideas, bringing together concepts, bringing together people who haven't connected before.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really interesting and inspiring to hear about all of your experiences and how those stay with you and inform the work that you're doing. So we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to reflect on those experiences and share them. I really appreciate it.
As you can see, study abroad experiences have a long impact on those who participate in them. While you may only study abroad for a summer or a semester, the experience will continue to benefit you as you apply for jobs, travel more, and connect with others. For the current students listening, I encourage you to ask your professors and supervisors if they studied abroad. You can also check out our website and Instagram page to see more highlights of faculty and staff who studied abroad. Happy National Study Abroad Day, everyone. We are always grateful for a chance to talk to more people about their study abroad experiences. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.